When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Oh, baby, we're off and running on a Friday afternoon, and it is not just a normal feel-good football Friday. It's an extra feel-good Friday because we are at Radio Row for the 125th Army-Navy game right here in Virginia at the Military Women's Memorial, part of Arlington National Cemetery, hallowed grounds for sure for, again, the 125th Army-Navy game tomorrow at Northwest Stadium. It's all presented by our good friends at USAA, baby. And we have a bunch of special guests for you coming up in the show. Most notably, Toby Altizer is here. That's number one. We'll start there. Brian Newberry, the Navy football head coach, caught up with him on Tuesday at Northwest Stadium, so a couple of days ago, but very much obviously looking forward to seeing what the Navy midshipmen bring to the table tomorrow in Landover, and as well Jeff Monken, the Army head coach, who some people, including one of our guests, thought should be in the college football playoff. We will examine that. Army champions of the AAC, Jeff Monken will join us later on this hour as well. Again, a taped interview from Tuesday that we have not had a chance to play. We'll have a couple of execs from USAA that put on this game and do such a tremendous job with this game. Hugh Douglas from WIP in Philadelphia, of course, former NFL defensive end, will join us live here at the set at 2 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Mike Mayock, who's on the call for Westwood One, right here at the set. And Joe Theismann, I already ran into Joey T this morning, early this morning. My goodness, about 7:50 or so this morning in the hotel lobby back in D.C. So Joe Theismann will join us. Plus, we'll have our dueling super six. Baby, we got a lot for you. We got a lot going on. EJ Manuel's going to join us as well from Sirius XM, of course, former first-round pick and Florida State Seminole. So we have, obviously, we'll talk Army-Navy a lot of, but we'll also mix in college football playoff, Heisman Trophy tomorrow night, and we'll also get in a little NFL when we can mix in, and we'll get in, obviously, lots of Commanders talk with the picks. You just heard at the end of Kevin's show, I was joining him. Appreciate Kevin and D-Day for having me on there. So I already gave away my pick and where I'm leaning. So if you are with the station at the end of Kevin's show, you know where we're going. But we will have the official pick as part of our Super Six Pack, our dueling Super, because we don't just do one Super Six Pack like some others do. We don't have a committee. We don't pick 18 teams or anything like that. It is the most revolutionary, unique, one of its kind, front running radio segments of all time. Nobody's ever done this in one segment. We pick six games against the spread, including the Commanders, whether we like the game or not. Six games straight up against the spread. And we rank our top six teams in the NFL, but we go from one through six. We don't go from six to one. And again, we don't have honorable mentions, and we don't have committees or anything like that. We are as low budget as you possibly can get.
Oh, he's good.
Exactly. That's what I would say. Without further ado, before we go any further, and again, we're going to Brian Newberry, the Navy head football coach, caught up with him Tuesday at Northwest Stadium. We're going to hear that conversation. I want to bring in my guy, Toby Altizer, who is working double duty here at Radio Row and yes. at the Military Women's Memorial. Let me give you a little setup. We are at one end. B. Mitch and Finley are at the other end, and Toby is doing updates on 106.7 for the end of B. Mitch and Finley's show at the top and the bottom of the hour.
And
Grant and Danny, which start at 2, and they're coming from New Orleans, assuming that they made it to New Orleans. Did they make it to New Orleans?
I think they made it to New Orleans. Okay. I don't know if you saw the picture, but it was typical G&D fashion. Uh-huh. Grant and Ryan and Darius are all smiling. Danny, no smile.
Miserable, as usual. But the lay of the land here on Radio Row, and the people at USAA do a tremendous job. And again, we are on, like, hallowed ground. We are right outside, like, we are right outside of, if you've been to Arlington National Cemetery, you may know where the Military Women's Memorial is. It's right there. Okay? So we are not very far from that. Let's just put it that way. But we are at one end, and JP and B. Mitch, or the 106.7 setup, is all the way at the other end. So Tobes is going back and forth, getting his steps in, baby.
Yeah.
He's getting a step in.
I appreciate CK for getting me a workout, and I'm getting paid to do it.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a good workout. Maybe this needs to be my regular program to get in shape. I appreciate it.
You're in better shape than me, so you know, I'm the one that could use the walking. But I've been walking back and forth all morning, so I've been here, you know, since about 10 o'clock, you know, having some fun. Got to have lunch with Zach Gelb,
yeah,
and Toby Altizer today, as we shared stories and swapped stories about people in the media we don't like and people.
Wait a minute! No way. There could never be a media member that Rooster doesn't get along with. No chance. By the way, Gelby was in full garb today.
Oh, he was. I haven't put the picture up yet, but he is Mr. Americana, for God's sakes. I mean, the top hat, the tails. I mean, he's got the cane.
I didn't know if I needed to shake his hand, put my hand over my heart. Salute. I didn't know what to do.
Anyway, what a blast. It's always fun doing this, and this is my fourth year in a row doing this. This is your first time being involved in this. Now, you're not going to the game, correct?
I wanted to go to the game, but I can't go to the game.
Okay. Anymore. So, for those that don't understand, you know, of course, everybody understands Army, Navy, and what these men, young men do, and what they're facing, and what they're going to do once they leave, and so on and so forth. But it is a football game. Right, it's not just, hey, two military programs going at it because they decided to field football pro. Yeah, Navy is, you know, pretty good this year. Army is really good this year. Now, really good. Could they beat Oregon? Probably not. I guess if you lined it up and played 10 times, maybe they could. Maybe they could win one. Maybe they could win two. But, you know, let's put it in perspective. Army is pretty damn good, though. Navy is not as good, at least on paper. But this game is always tight. This game is always close. I've been to the last three. This will be my fourth. This will be the first time, obviously, that I've been to one in Landover, our home stadium, that I'm normally at for Commanders games. And I'm so geeked up for it because I think the game, you know, everybody says about rivalries and whatever, the game is going to be, you know, I'd be shocked if it's anything more than a 3-point final score. And look, lots of people like offense. I like defense. I like special teams. I like two close teams that get after it. And it means so much emotionally, physically, mentally, in every which way. I like that. And I'll be honest with you, 20 years ago, I didn't understand Army Navy. Yeah. I really didn't. I was like, oh, they're not any good at football. It's so much more than football, Tobes.
It's so unique.
But it is football.
There's a hatred between the lines.
Yeah.
You know, you want to beat the other team. My grandfather served in the Navy, so I understand a little bit from that aspect. Like, you want to be the winner that day. You want to beat them. But there's also a respect that I don't think any other opponents on a football field have for one another, because there's an understanding of what they go through on a daily basis, not just to be football players, but to also be at a service academy and all that goes with that. So it's an incredibly cool commemoration of what we love as Americans, the game of football, and what we respect so much as Americans, our military.
Yeah, it's well said, because, again, there is a tremendous rivalry and a tremendous competitive spirit, but it's not one of hate. It's one of respect and admiration. But yet, make no mistake about it, and we're going to hear from Navy football coach in just a sec, and obviously Jeff Munkin from Army, Brian Newberry and Jeff Munkin from Army, we're going to hear about that competitive rivalry, that spirit, that competition, what it means. And like for Navy, they've lost the last two, and they've lost it in kind of like close galling fashion, one in overtime 2 years ago in Philadelphia, and then one at the goal line last year in Foxborough. And I'm, you know, down on the field for all of this. And I mean, the competition is great, the energy is great, the excitement's great, all that. I mean, these teams want to win, and they want to, because when you lose this game, as you're going to hear from Brian Newberry in just a couple of moments, when you lose this game, it sits with you for 360 whatever it is days.
Well, and you talked about how important this game is in terms of both of these teams are good. Earlier in the season, there was a chance that Navy and Army were going to meet, yes, in the AAC championship,
yep,
game,
yep,
and that they were going to meet the next week in the Army-Navy game. That obviously didn't happen. Navy kind of faltered a little bit, but I remember that you had the head coach of Army, Jeff Munkin, was asked about it, saying, what if that happens? He said, they still play football over there?
and what's interesting about Munkin is he coached at Navy.
Uh-huh.
He's coached on both sides of this, so it's kind of interesting. Speaking of Munkin, he'll join us again, taped later on this hour. Brian Newberry, the head football coach at Navy. Of course, he replaced Ken Niumatalolo after the Philadelphia overtime loss 2 years ago. He had been part as defensive coordinator of the staff under Ken, now been the head coach for 2 years. And again, Navy and Army, both their first losses this year, and Army only had one, were to Notre Dame. So, I mean, and speaking of Notre Dame, we'll have a Notre Dame legend, Joe Theismann, coming up later on. We'll talk about college football playoff, so on and so forth. So he'll be here, scheduled to join us around 3:30. All right, so Toby Altizer is here. He's pulling double duty back and forth. We're making him get his steps in. He refuses to eat all the good food like I scarf down, although I have not touched my sandwich yet because I realized how much food I actually put on my plate.
It is tempting me just looking at this sandwich.
Exactly.
It's sitting right next to
you. You need to go get yourself a sandwich, and you have a perfect opportunity because we have a timeout, and then we have a five-ish minute taped interview with Brian Newberry, the head coach of the Navy Midshipmen, as we come to you live from the 125th Army-Navy game right here in, well, it's not in D.C., the game radio row. We're kind of as we all know, we're kind of surrounding D.C. We're at the Military Women's Memorial here at Arlington National Cemetery for the 125th Army-Navy game. Again, it's all presented by USAA. We're live on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. And hope you enjoy, obviously, our coverage. Brian Newberry, the head football coach of the Navy Midshipmen, coming up next on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, good to have you with us. Once again, we come to you live from just outside of our nation's capital here at the Military Women's Memorial, part of Arlington National Cemetery, for the 125th Army-Navy game. Again, presented by our friends at USAA. Can't thank them enough for all that they do in support of this game and taking good care of me and, you know, making sure the show gets up or running, all that good stuff. We are going to have several guests, obviously, here live at the set, including Joe Theismann, E.J. Manuel, Hugh Douglas, Mike Mayock, so on and so forth, all coming up. We're not going to be all guests, but right now, on Tuesday morning, I went out to Northwest Stadium where they will play the Army-Navy game tomorrow, and I had a chance to catch up one-on-one with Brian Newberry, the head coach of the Navy Midshipmen, in advance of the 125th Army-Navy game. So I wanted to play that for you so you can get a little feel from the Navy football perspective side right here, right now.
All right, here at Northwest Stadium as we get ready for Army-Navy once again, and with the Naval Academy's head football coach, Brian Newberry, nice enough to join us here. Coach, thank you very much, obviously, for your time. You've been around this rivalry for a number of years. And this is your second year as the Navy's head coach. You know, obviously, last year you kind of came up just a little bit short. What does this rivalry mean to you beyond just the football game?
Well, there's so much at stake, so much pride in this rivalry. I was talking to Scott about the rivalry. You know, it's not it's not a rivalry because you're on the wrong side of a river or a state line or you're a conference foe. It's a rivalry that's, you know, despite whatever, you know, contentment, animosity there is between the two programs, and you know, it's a rivalry that's built on respect, you know, and our guys know what their guys go through on a daily basis and vice versa. And but to be a part of this is really just an honor and a privilege, and as a head coach, a great responsibility to put the best possible product that you can on the field, make sure your guys are ready to play. And but it's important to so many people, you know, around the world, and millions of people are going to be watching this game, and so it's a big deal. And you know, to win the CIC to beat Army is the number one goal in our program. You know, so everything we do is about that goal.
When you came up short at the goal line in Foxborough last year and lose a 6-point game, you guys, before you took over as the head coach for Ken, you know, you lost in overtime in Philadelphia, but you won the previous year. Like, when you lose, how much does that stay with you because of the respect that you have for the rivalry, but also because of its importance?
Yeah, it stays with you for a year.
Yeah.
And it stings really, really hard for a couple months. You know, if you win that game, it's great momentum, you know, going into the off season. Despite whatever season you've had leading up to that, you know, it can salvage a bad season, and it can spoil a good one, you know. And so, and you lose that game, and obviously you got to use that as motivation, you know, going into the off season. You know, what do we have to do in order to win this game? And that becomes the focus, you know, throughout the course of the year.
Navy head football coach Brian Newberry with us here at Northwest Stadium as we approach Army-Navy. So your team started off house on fire, as did Army. You hit a little bump in the road, Notre Dame, a couple other losses, but then you were able to get back on track. Road win, East Carolina. What was the key to kind of, okay, you know, we did this, we did that, now we've got to do this?
Right. Well, I think our guys have done a good job throughout the year. You know, we talk about going 1-0, and I think they've been able to do that. And, you know, you come off of a bad loss and followed up with a good win. You know, the win over South Florida on the road was big after a disappointing loss to Rice on the road. And then we come back, and obviously the Tulane game was disappointing, but then we go on the road and play a really hot East Carolina team, and that was a great win for us. And so to have that win late in the season, to have our, you know, our backup quarterback play at the level he did was really good for us. And, but it was great momentum going into these 2 weeks building up to Army.
And health-wise, you mentioned the backup quarterback situation.
Yeah.
You know, everybody seems fairly healthy, or?
Yeah, I think we've been, you know, for the most part, really, really fortunate this year. We've had some injuries, but you know, only one season-ending injury early on in the year to one of our offensive linemen, Trey Cummings, who's a senior, which is disappointing. But yeah, we're like everybody else, you know, for the most part this time of year. We're in December, but to have the bye week, and especially, you know, for Blake, you know, to continue to heal up. And
he should be okay.
He should be fine. Yeah. You know, he was full go yesterday. He'll be full go today, and really encouraged by the way he's practiced.
When I keep you too long, I appreciate your time. They played, obviously, on Friday night in the AAC Championship. They beat up on Tulane, who you mentioned. Is that an advantage for them, or is it an advantage for you to have the extra rest and the preparation, knowing that this game and what it means and everything?
Yeah, I think there's advantages and disadvantages. I think certainly to have 2 weeks to prepare for them is an advantage. And I've been a part of this game where you had a week to prepare. You know, going back to the COVID year, you know, we had to reschedule the game, and so had a week to get ready. I think they had 3 weeks to get ready, you know, in that particular year. And so I do think it's an advantage to get you guys rested up, to get ahead in the game plan.
Last thing for you, I appreciate your time. You mentioned, obviously, last year was your first as the head coach in this rivalry, this second. What does it mean to be the head coach of the Naval Academy, to coach in this game, to be a part of this rivalry, yet you're a football coach, right? So, you know, you kind of have to separate some things, I would assume, mentally or emotionally?
Well, it's a great responsibility and a privilege. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a humbling experience. You know, never in my wildest dreams growing up or even early on in my coaching career, I think I'd be coaching this game, you know, much less be the head coach. So I'm just extremely fortunate to be in this position and to coach the young men that I get to coach on a daily basis. You know, I tell people this all the time. I feel like I got the greatest job, you know, in the country, for a lot of reasons, but primarily because of the kind of young men I get to coach, and having the opportunity to coach young men that, are going to go serve and lead in our military is a great responsibility, and one that that I love and don't take lightly.
And it's pretty close, not to campus, obviously, and of course to the nation's capital, and what you guys do, and what the Naval Academy means to this country. Obviously, that's part of the backdrop of this particular year's rivalry.
Yeah, no question. It's awesome that it's here. We're excited to play here.
That's everybody, and
it's convenient, selfishly, for us to be this close. And so, no, I couldn't be more excited about playing here near our nation's capital and close to Annapolis.
Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck on Saturday.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Good
meeting you. Thank you.
All right, that is Navy head football coach Brian Newberry, and appreciate his time. That was Tuesday at MetLife Stadium, at Northwest Stadium, where the game will be played tomorrow afternoon. Of course, we are here live at Radio Row, again, for the 125th Army-Navy game. And I will just say this. We did not Brian and I had several conversations around that interview, and those conversations centered around our friend Pete Medhurst, who is my former co-host, who is the voice of Navy football. And, you know, as everybody knows, Pete's going through the battle of his life with brain cancer. Even though we don't do the show together anymore, that was not anybody's choice. That was just the way the business works. You know, Pete loves this game, and he loves the Naval Academy, and we just want to make sure that we are thinking about Pete and keeping him fresh in our mind. And please, if you can help out, at the top of our Twitter X feed, at Team 980, there is a link to help GoFundMe, to help the Pete and his family. Please, if you can, because you know, they need it. Pete's in the battle, you know, of his life, and certainly that takes on greater precedence, I should say, than just a football game. And as great as this rivalry is, and as much as it means to him, please, if you can help Pete out, help his wife Brenda out, help his daughter Kelly out. There's lots of ways you can do it. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. You know, there are lots of ways you can do that. It might take me a day or two to see it, but I will help you. I will get you in the right direction. But it's easy to find, and it's all for, you know, obviously a great cause. So, you know, we're thinking about you, Pete, and, you know, especially this weekend. All right, let's do a trending alert. We'll have our first special live guest, Bill White, who is a Senior Vice President, General Manager at USAA and from the Naval Academy, and also spent some time in Richmond, so he's familiar with the extended area. We will do that coming up next from here at Radio Row in the 125th Army-Navy game presented by USAA. But let's first do a trending alert. All right, we're still waiting on Alvin Kamara. He's missed the last two practices for the New Orleans Saints, and whether or not he will play on Sunday, likely a game-time decision. But we know this. Former New Orleans Saint and now current Washington Commander cornerback Marshon Lattimore is going to make his Washington debut against his former team in New Orleans and the 5-8 Saints on Sunday. He's going to play for the first time since being acquired back on November the 5th. Meanwhile, the 49ers losing last night to the Rams, which pretty much puts the lid on their playoff chances, but they're also dealing with Devondre Campbell, a former starting linebacker, now a reserve, refusing to play and then walking off the field between the third and the fourth quarter. Certainly seemed like he was going to be released, according to Kyle Shanahan, late last night. Meanwhile, Odell Beckham Jr. has been released by the Miami Dolphins. We've mentioned the 125th Army-Navy game. We continue with our live coverage. Craig Hoffman will follow us after. It's all, again, presented by our good friends at USAA tomorrow at Northwest Stadium. We'll all be out there having a great time between Army and Navy. Army champions of the AAC. Navy with a great season as well. You just heard from Brian Newberry here. And that is what's trending. All right, everybody, it is a feel-good football Friday, and we're feeling better than ever because we are on Radio Row for the 125th Army-Navy game presented by USAA. We're at the Military Women's Memorial right on the grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. Just a tremendous setup. You can come in here and check out all the artifacts, the museum. It's open. It's free to get in. Lots of people streaming through, not just Army-Navy folks, but also just regular people that live in the area that, you know, want to check out, obviously, the impact that women have made in the military. And joining us right now is Bill White. He's a Senior Vice President and General Manager of Life Distribution and Service at USAA, who we mention, you know, all the time. And Bill, first of all, thank you very much for joining us, and welcome.
Great to see you, Chris. Yeah, good to be with you.
Absolutely. And I got you and we were supposed to be joined by your fellow compatriot, Rob Braggs, but he's running a little late, DC traffic, all that stuff.
But the Army for you.
But he's the Army, and you're the Navy, and you guys put on a hell of a show this morning at breakfast. It was a little early, but you guys, I mean, you guys should go into, like, stand-up comedy when you want to do something else.
Well, Rob's great. I know he's running late, and we're going to, first and foremost, we're going to beat Army on Saturday, so yeah. Go Navy, beat Army.
Exactly.
But Rob's a tremendous individual, and yeah, we have a great time teasing each other and getting the banter started, so it's always a pleasure.
I like it. It was very entertaining as I was trying to, I put IV coffee in my veins to wake up and get going. This morning you guys did a tremendous job, but thank you again for all that you do and all that USAA does. And, you know, you mentioned Go Navy, beat Army, and obviously we talk about the football game. We know it's so much more than the football game, but for those who haven't been immersed in it, and I've been lucky to do this 4 years in a row, but you are Navy. You have been in this game. You are USAA. What does this game mean personally to you?
It's a great time to come together as a country and see the best and brightest of America, not only on the field, but in the stands. And it's electric. The moms and dads, the veterans, the folks who've attended, the kids that are there today, you walk into that stadium, it feels different than any other game you've ever attended. Mm-hmm. It really is a showcase for the United States of America.
For someone who served our country, and we can't thank you enough, obviously, and so many midshipmen, and you know, I know you don't want to give Army any credit, but obviously...
credit where credit's due. The cadets at the West Point, at Army West Point are fantastic. So,
absolutely.
You know, we stand behind every single person in uniform.
And USA, I meant that from a football rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Perspective. But for somebody who... so, like, tomorrow, one of the coolest things, my first Army-Navy game was at MetLife Stadium in Jersey a couple of years ago, and seeing march on from the field, and seeing how that goes, and that, it is, like, lots of football games have concerts at halftime, and big productions, and all sorts of things, and different bands, and OHIO, and all this stuff. There was nothing that I had experienced in my life, and still to this day, 4 years later, like march on between, you know, all the midshipmen and then all of the, just it was unbelievable to see that.
Well, these young men and women come from every state in the Union, and some have served on active duty already, so some are prior enlisted, some come straight out of high school. And as those kids walk in, those young men and women march in every time, you hear the leader from each company, right? So the company commander, they announce their name and their hometown. And so you hear these names and these hometowns from all across the country. You see these bright young faces coming in, marching out there, and they're so excited. You know, as a midshipman, you show up at the Naval Academy, and the first two words you're taught are beat Army. You know, so it's go Navy, beat Army, even before it's yes, sir, and no, sir.
Right.
So the culmination of the season really is the culmination of that rivalry and that that spirit that you're going to go out there and knock heads for 60 minutes, and we're going to beat Army.
Yeah, and all the pageantry. Again, tomorrow, if you're going to the game at Northwest Stadium, please make sure you're in your seats before 12, because that's, like, it's going to start in that time frame, and it is just a spectacle. And the game is going to be great, too. And speaking of Navy football, I mean, this is, you know, I just had Brian Newberry on. I had run into him Tuesday at the USAA event at Northwest Stadium. So I got a couple of minutes with him. And you know, he was saying, and I knew this, but to hear him say it in front of me, Navy's lost the last two in close, galling fashion. Close. It sits with
overtime
him.
Overtime game, one play away last
right.
year.
It yeah. sits with him every day. It's not just like, oh, you get over it after a week. It sits with him, right? As somebody who served our country in the Naval Academy, as somebody who, you know, is with USAA, as somebody who is invested their life in this, is that the way it feels for you?
It sure does. You know, we had a great streak, 14 in a row. Army's taken 6 of the last 10. But to your point, Chris, the last 2 years, you know, 2 years ago, an overtime game could have been anybody's game. And last year stopped mm-hmm. right at the goal line. Really thought we could have taken that game. Right. So it really sticks with you.
Yeah, no doubt. Bill White is with us from USAA, served in the Naval Academy as a captain for 25 years, combined active and reserve services with USAA, and nice enough to join us here at Radio Row for a couple of minutes. So when we talk about the USAA role in this game, we know as the presenting sponsor, and, you know, I can't thank you guys, what you guys do for us in the media, and I'm a know-nothing. What is the impact that USAA, for its members, for all different branches of the military, and it's not just the support for this game, but this is, as you guys said this morning, kind of like the Super Bowl of what you all do.
That's right. USAA sponsors Academy football. Mm-hmm. So when Navy plays West Point or the Air Force Academy, and similarly, you know, when West Point and Air Force play, we sponsor those games. We see it as a great showcase for us to get our brand in front of military families. Our mission is to support those military families and help them achieve their own financial security.
Right.
And our tagline, "We know what it means to serve," is aligned with the fact that our members are serving our nation and we provide them exceptional service. So it's just an opportunity for us to get in front of them and remind them and get the word out that we are here to serve military families.
And am I wrong? And please tell me if I am. You didn't have to just serve, right? You can be a family member.
Correct. Yeah, so it's passed down from generation to mm-hmm. generation. So I'm the first person in my family to serve mm-hmm. in the military. So my children have the ability to be USAA members. Now, one of them happens to be serving.
Right.
He's serving in the Air Force.
In the Air Force,
believe it
right.
or not. Yeah, that's exactly right. So he's earned his membership through his own service. But we pass it on from generation to generation. We want to serve every one of those military families.
Has this... because of the back, look, we're at Arlington National Cemetery at the Women's Memorial. So right outside of Washington, D.C., the game is played right outside of Washington, D.C. in Landover. We know they're trying to get a new stadium in Washington, D.C., but the backdrop of the nation's capital and what this game and what these two teams and what all of these men and everything that goes into this game, what it means to the nation. I mean, there's got to be, again, like it was cool to be in Foxborough last year, cool to be in Philadelphia 2 years ago, cool to be in Baltimore next year. But, man, we're in the nation's capital. Even though right now, physically, we're not in Washington, D.C., this game and the backdrop of the nation's capital is so cool.
Well, it's great. You know, the Pentagon's right down the street from yep, where we're sitting sure. right now. And as you walk through the National Mall, of course, you see the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, the Smithsonian Institutions, all the museums. And Washington brings a special sense of patriotism and an understanding of not only what our founders understood about freedom, but what we've continued to flourish as a nation. So it's wonderful to take the game on the road from city to city and make sure that we can really show the American people who they're paying for.
Right. Right?
They're putting these young women, men and women through college, and they're going to pay them back with service, great service, not only while they're in uniform, but as they go on to civilian careers after they serve.
Mention your colleague, Rob Braggs, and you guys, again, did a great job with us at breakfast this morning and so on and so forth, but he couldn't be here. But you want to tease him a little bit more, don't you?
Well, sure. You know, Rob, he's a busy man. So clearly he's back probably sending some emails. He might be having a conference call. You know, we use Zoom at uh-huh. work, so I'm assuming maybe he's on Zoom.
Uh-huh. Is he yeah. trying to figure out how to win a football game?
Or? He might be. Okay. He's probably calling in some friends.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going to be a great game. I'm glad to sit here and be able to say, go Navy, beat Army.
I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. My stepfather and my stepbrother served in the Navy, so, you know, I mean, I'm supposed to somewhat remain neutral here, and I have Jeff Monken from Army coming up. Caught up with him as well on Tuesday. But hell, I'll break all the rules. Go Navy, right?
There you go. No, it's going to be a wonderful game. Thanks,
appreciate
Chris.
Appreciate you, Bill. Thank you for everything you and USAA do, and your wife, who we had a conversation, special needs teacher, which is very near and dear to my heart, so I appreciate
Amen.
That very much.
Good to see you.
That's Bill White from USAA. We always thank them. They are the presenting sponsor of everything, the Army-Navy game, the 125th edition, and our coverage here from Radio Row, so we appreciate him for stopping by. Coming up next hour, you're going to hear from Hugh Douglas, former NFL defensive lineman and WIP host, along with Mike Mayock, who's on the call for Westwood One, E.J. Manuel, and everything in between. But coming up next, our conversation from Tuesday at Northwest Stadium with Army head football coach Jeff Monken, who is going to join us after we caught up with Brian Newberry earlier this hour, the Navy head football coach. So both head coaches here in our final hour as we come to you from the 125th Army-Navy game, again presented by USAA, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, once again, it is a feel-good football Friday right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We come to you live from the 125th Army-Navy game, again presented by USAA here at Radio Row, Military Women's Memorial at the Arlington National Cemetery. And we are with you until 4. Craig Hoffman will follow, and he will be here as well. So we have lots of coverage for you coming up from the Army-Navy game. But on Tuesday, I was at Northwest Stadium and had a chance by Zoom, because he was supposed to be there in person, but some travel issues and whatnot, to catch up with Army head coach Jeff Monken. Now, again, this is before Bill Belichick took over at North Carolina, so didn't get a chance to ask him for that particular situation. And quite honestly, at the time, he was involved in some of that, so I wanted to leave that alone and just concentrate on the Army-Navy game. But Jeff Monken, the head football coach of Army, has done a tremendous, tremendous job, winners of the last two, with us right here, right now. Here with Army head football coach Coach Monken, and nice enough to join us as we get ready for the 125th Army-Navy game. Coach, you've been a part of so many of these. You've been on both sides. You've won the last two. You know what this means. Everyone knows what this means. But to the outsider who might not be as familiar with Army-Navy and what it truly means on a day-in, day-out basis, what does it mean to you?
It's pretty difficult to put into words what it means to me personally, and really, I think what this rivalry truly is at the heart of it. It's an incredible spirit that lives in this game. Both teams, both student bodies, both fan bases, both branches of service. There's a pride in this game that is unlike any competition I've ever been a part of.
Coach, you've won the last two. They've come down to the wire at the goal line last year at Gillette. You guys make a stand, overtime win in Philly 2 years ago. When you win a game, I've talked to Coach Newberry, and he said it stays with you, you know, every day. When you win Army-Navy, what does that do not only for the program, but for you mentally, psychologically, emotionally, for your young men?
I think, again, it's just it's a sense of pride winning that game. And it is a source of pride that they carry with them, particularly the seniors of those games, when they're able to win the yeah. final game and win the Army-Navy game as a senior, that lasts a lifetime for them. It's such an intense battle, you know. Frankly, I think winning that game is just more of a relief than it is anything, because it is so gut-wrenching preparing for it and going through it and the intensity of that game. And unfortunately, I've been on the losing end of that game as well. And it'll have you talking to yourself for weeks and months on end. It's just an incredible game. So we're going to fight like crazy to try to win. We've been very fortunate to win the last couple. As you said, they came down to the final moments of the game. So I hope we can keep it that close. I hope we can be competitive enough in this game that we can keep it close and have a chance to win it at the end.
You and I have a mutual friend, Coach Ben Kotwika, who's
currently with the Denver Broncos, who helped you out for a year. And he was, you know, before I got to cover Army Navy 4 years ago at MetLife, when he was with you for that 1 year, he'd just tell me all, and I didn't understand it. But when you live it every day, how do you separate it from the rest of what you do all year? I mean, you guys just played for the AAC championship and rolled, but I mean, this is like, and that's huge, and that's a huge win, but this is Army Navy.
Yeah. It's a game and a season really all of its own. We don't apologize for talking about it all the time. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's 365 days a year, and that's okay. It's not easy to make that transition. Friday night was a very emotional game for our guys. We put a lot into it. They expended a tremendous amount of physical effort and mental effort, emotional effort into that game. And now we've got to turn our attention right to the biggest game of the year and the, you know, the biggest rivalry in sports, in my opinion, which is tough. But, you know, it's our guys are going to have to do that throughout their lifetime. And it's a good lesson for them. You know, they're going to be on other fields on other days and have to fight some pretty tough battles. And, you know, they're going to have to turn around and do it again. And they learned some good lessons from this, I think.
No doubt. I know you always want, as a football coach, everything to be a lesson, if you will. Did maybe, I don't want to say the ease, because that's not fair, did taking the big lead early on and not having to sweat it out until the very last snap on Friday night help you in some ways? Or would you have liked a little bit more of that to prepare for what's ahead on Saturday?
I promise you, we were sweating it out to the end. Mm-hmm. That Tulane's a great football team, and we were very fortunate and very happy to win that game. But we were fighting like crazy all the way to the end. You just never know what can happen. And and so we didn't let our foot off the gas. We couldn't. We're not talented enough. And Tulane, as talented and well coached and physical as they are, there was no way we could ever feel like, you know, we had it in the bag. We didn't. We had to continue to play. So again, it takes a big toll on a team to play in a championship game, and I think that's probably underappreciated. You know, just the difficulty of that. But you know, I'm glad we played in the game. I'm pleased we were able to earn an opportunity to be in it, and thrilled that we won it.
And Bryson was tremendous from the start. One last thing, Coach, let you run. Appreciate your time so much. Obviously, with what Army represents and what this rivalry represents, Army Navy and all that, but to be in the shadow of the nation's capital, to be representing that part of it, to have that connection for this year's 125th game, does that mean a little something more to your guys, or is that just a subplot that we in the media kind of look at?
It's great to be playing there, and certainly close to the capital. You know, that's the center of the universe, Washington D.C. There's decisions made there every day that affect. It's going to affect human history. So pretty awesome the things that are being done there every day. But frankly, we could go play this thing out on I-95 and it wouldn't matter. Our guys are going to play hard. Their guys are going to play hard, and it's going to be a great battle. So. That's just this rivalry in this game, and we're excited, and I know they are, to play in the game.
It always is. You've done a tremendous job. Thank you so much, Coach. Appreciate your time. Best of luck on Saturday. Appreciate you making some extra time for us.
Thanks a lot. Pete Navy.
All right, that is Army head football coach Jeff Monk. He's done a tremendous job, and again, used to be a Navy assistant, now the head coach of Army, and has been, and Army has had the better of the run here after a long stretch of Navy dominance. We are with you from Radio Row at the 125th Army-Navy game. Hugh Douglas from WIP and former NFL first-round pick defensive end will join us, so we'll talk about Army-Navy. We'll talk about what's going on with the Eagles. We'll get his thoughts on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders and so much more coming up. He is with us in just a couple of moments on the other side of 2 o'clock, and again, we'll be joined by Mike Mayock, EJ Manuel, Joe Theismann later on in the show. We'll have our dueling Super Six Packs, six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders, who are going to get officially now, we know this, Jake Haener as the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. We also know that they signed a new kicker, Greg Joseph, to the practice squad. Now, his agent kind of worded it kind of interestingly, is the way I would describe it. And it was like, whoa, he's going to have a kid next week, and he's just signed for this week and to the practice squad. And remember, Zane Gonzalez a little bit banged up. And he missed a couple of kicks against Tennessee, even in the blowout. That was kind of lost in the sauce. So could we see Greg Joseph kick for the Commanders on Sunday in New Orleans? And what will that bring? Listen, I know Greg Joseph fairly well. Don't know him personally, but I know him fairly well from coaches that have been around him. Very, very, very talented leg, but very erratic. And, you know, you kick indoors, that should help. You're not dealing with bad turf, that should help. But you still got to make your kicks. It's not like kickers make every kick inside. So that'll be a very interesting thing to watch over the next 24-ish hours. Also, does Jamison Crowder come off of IR? Does KJ Osborne make his debut? I would bet against that. A lot of other people think he's going to play. I don't know. I would bet against it. I wouldn't count on it by any stretch, but these are all the subplots. And again, Jake Haener are going to start for the New Orleans Saints. All right, coming up next, when we return here to Army Navy Media and Radio Row, right outside of Arlington, right next to Arlington National Cemetery, we will be joined by Hugh Douglas, who, again, currently does middays from 10 to 2 with Joe Gilliam on WIP in Philadelphia. You can listen on the Odyssey app, and of course, former NFL defensive and first round pick way back in 1995. My God, that's a long time ago. You will join us next when we return here again to the Military Women's Memorial for the 125th Army Navy game presented by USAA on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.